Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
May the Lord bless you. I'm so glad that we can spend time together. I would like to talk about bold prayers. Let us pray together. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, that you will teach us through your word, Lord. We want to grow spiritually. We want to be people of faith, people of patience and endurance, and we want to have more hope in you. Father, we believe you are the army commander, Lord. You are the great fighter and the victorious one, Lord. We want to believe in you and trust in you and depend on you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 18. The Bible says, as the enemy came down toward him, Elisha prayed to the Lord, strike these people with blindness. So he struck them with blindness as Elisha had asked. This story is about the king of Aram coming against Elisha, the prophet of God. The king of Aram was so angry with the prophet Elisha that he sent an army to capture him. Elisha was only one man against an army, but he knew that God was with him and God can fight the battle for him. He realized how to pray bold prayers. I would like to encourage you that God is with you. God is on your side. He is for you, not against you. And Elisha believed that. He has seen God open blind eyes. And now he prayed the bold prayers for the reverse. Not only were the soldiers struck blind, but Elisha led them into Samaria, where the king of Israel captured them before their eyes were reopened. Let me read the whole story from the book of 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 14 to 23. This is a very encouraging story, and we need to believe that God can help us in the impossible situation, but we need to trust God. We need to believe God is with us. He has the awesome power and he is on our side, and we can pray boldly to him and ask him to help us. The Bible says, so one night the king of Aram sent a great army with many chariots and horses to surround the city. When the servant of the man of God, Elisha, got up early the next morning and went outside, there were troops, horses, and chariots everywhere. Oh, sir, what will we do now? The young man cried to Elisha. Don't be afraid, Elisha told him, for there are more on our side than on theirs. Then Elisha prayed. He has faith. He prays bold prayer. Oh, Lord, open his eyes and let him see. Elisha prayed that God will open the spiritual eyes of his servant to see the great army of angels who were on his side. The Lord opened the young man's eyes, and when he looked up, he saw that the hillside around Elisha was filled with horses and chariots of fire. So God sent a big army of angels to protect him and to help him. As the Aramean army advanced toward him, Elisha prayed, O Lord, please make them blind. Elisha prayed that these people will be spiritually blinded and have a blur vision. So the Lord struck them with blindness as Elisha asked. God answered his prayer. He is a servant of God. He loved God. He depended on the anointing and he prayed by faith. We should live our life that way. We should seek more anointing, seek more of the presence of God, build up our faith and patience and endurance and love him, and dare to pray bold prayers when we face a big army that come against us, a big mountain that come against us. Then Elisha went out and told them, you have come the wrong way. So these soldiers could not recognize him because they were spiritually blinded. This is not the right city. Follow me. He even led these soldiers, the army of the enemies, toward Samaria. And I will take you to the man you are looking for. And he led them to the city of Samaria. As soon as they had entered Samaria, Elisha prayed. He prayed again. My brother and sister, always pray. Always depend on God. Always trust God and rely on God in your life. Oh Lord, now open their eyes and let them see. So the Lord opened their eyes. The Lord answered again. I like that. The Lord will answer your prayer too. And they discovered that they were in the middle of Samaria. When the king of Israel saw them, he shouted to Elisha, my father, should I kill them? Should I kill them? Of course not, Elisha replied. Do we kill prisoners of war? Give them food and drink and send them home again to their master. So the king made a great feast for them and then sent them home to their master. Elisha was so merciful. Our God is a merciful God. We should walk in mercy just like our father. He, instead of asking the king of Israel or Samaria to kill all these soldiers, he said, feed them and let them go. After that, the Aramean raiders stay away from the land of Israel. My brothers and sisters, when you know that God is with you, when you know that God is on your side, you love him, you have faith in him, you live for his kingdom, you are his child, you will see God do amazing things for you. He can protect you. He can guide you. He can make things happen that you could never make happen on your own. Don't go around feeling weak, intimidated, and afraid of what you are up against. The enemy may try to destroy you by sending somebody to gossip about you or lied about you, or the sickness may come against you. Don't be intimidated or afraid of what the enemy tried to come against you, because God is for you. He is not your enemy, and he is greater than your enemy. Romans chapter 8 verses 28 to 31 say, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. Do you love God? I believe you love God. I love God too, and I want to live for his kingdom. I want to serve him, obey him, and glorify him. Verse 29, for God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. God chose us, and he wants us to grow up spiritually to become like Jesus Christ. And having chosen them, verse 30, he called them to come to him. And having called them, he gave them right standing with himself. And having given them right standing, he gave them his glory. Wow, God gave us righteousness, right standing with him. And he gave us glory. He gave us the presence of God and faith and love and good things from heaven. Verse 31, what shall we say about such wonderful things as this? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? My brother and sister, always remember this. When you walk in faith, when you love God, you endure all the hardships, you live for the kingdom of God. God is on your side. God is for you. And no one can ever be against you. And when the problem comes, when a big army of enemies come against you, when you face a storm and big mountains in your life, you trust God. You look up to heaven just like Elisha and pray bold prayers and ask the Lord to perform miracle for you so that you can have victory. Our God loves to guide, to protect, and to give victory to his people. Jesus Christ had victory over the death. He was raised from the dead. His power of resurrection can work in your life. Psalm chapter 91, verses 9 to 16 is the promise of God for us who love him and who really have faith in him. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home, for he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. Is this what happened to Elisha? That God sent a big army of angels to protect Elisha. Let us believe that God loves us and he will protect us. He sent his angel to protect us. They will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. You notice that God answered Elisha. He called on the Lord to cause those soldiers to be blind. And God answered, I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. Wow, I'm going to hang on to this promise of God. God loves you and me. He is for you and me. We trust him. We serve him and believe that he is our refuge. He is our fortress. He is our protector. He will send his angel to help us. And when we need help from him, we look up to his throne, cry out to him, call and pray, ask him for help, and he will answer us. And he will reward us with a long life and show us his salvation. My brothers and sisters, let us believe in the protection of God. Let us have bold prayers when we need help from him. Just as with Elisha, you are so powerful and full of favor that even when the enemy does his best to defeat you, to steal from you, to kill you, his best will never be enough. You cannot be defeated because you have the favor of God. And you trust in God and you can pray to God and you have the authority to command the enemy to be defeated. You can command the mountain to be moved away from you and the lions and cobras cannot hurt you. Jesus promises in the scripture that he gives his children the authority to come against the enemies. In Luke chapter 10, verse 19, the Bible says, behold, I give you the authority. Everyone say, God give me authority. Amen. To trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So from today on, if sickness is coming against you, you use authority to command the sickness to go away, and you pray to God with bold prayer that God will do something, take that sickness away from you. If you are attacked by the financial problem, debt, or some business problem, you say, I command the hand of the enemy to be taken away from my finances, from my business. And God, you open the door for me, you help me, you protect me. I trust you. So use your authority to come against the enemy and trust God and pray to God. Pray bold prayers, and you will be amazed to see the hand of God move for your life and give you victory. Let us pray together, and I will pray for you. Father, we thank you so much. No matter what trouble we face, we can stay in peace knowing that you are with us, and you can turn every situation around and put an end to it, Lord. we declare that you, our God, are greater than any force that comes against us. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, I also pray for my brothers and sisters who are listening to this teaching, Lord, that you will show yourself strong, victorious, and mighty before their eyes, Lord. Lord, I believe you give them victory over their enemies. We command the sickness, the death, the attack of the enemies, the arrows that come against them to live their life right now. And Lord, give my brother and sister more faith, more anointing, more power, more love, more endurance, and they can have victory over every negative situation in their life, Lord. We thank you, Father, for listening to our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. I believe that this story will happen to you too. Maybe in a different way, but the story of victory and the great protection and great help from the Lord will happen to you. The Lord loves you so much. Thank you again for spending time with me. I hope that you will watch other teachings in our channel. Also subscribe to our channel and also click the notification bell. God bless you.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty. I'm still here.